We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. I was looking at some stuff, and I listen to a lot of national shows sometimes when I'm in the car. And I heard people talk about, you know, some awards, you know, for the NFL MVP, things like that. Most people think it should be Patrick Mahomes should be the MVP. Others think it's Drew Brees. But I don't know about you, Jeff, but when it comes to the Rookie of the Year, it seems to me that most people, and I could be wrong, have it wrong. Most people believe the Offensive Rookie of the Year in the National Football League should be Baker Mayfield. Now, Baker Mayfield, very good season. You know, he lives dangerously. He wakes up in the morning dangerous. Had some bad coaching experience early in the season. Came back and led the Browns to 6 victories. He had a really good season.
Unfurled his Johnson, imaginary Johnson, in front of a coach.
Yes. Johnson in front of Jackson.
It's amazing.
But to me, this is not a most valuable player award. It's not the most valuable rookie. This is the Rookie of the Year. Who had the best season offensively?
Sure, Stoney.
And I personally, with all due respect to the position of quarterback, I just think it's Saquon Barkley. And I don't even think it's close. And Mayfield had good stats. But Saquon Barkley, you know, 1,300 yards, 5 yards a carry in a passing league. And, oh, yes, passing. He also caught 91 balls. And he scored a total touchdowns on the season of 15 touchdowns, 11 rushing, 4 receiving for a pathetic football team. To me, it's Saquon Barkley. He was the best rookie in the National Football League on the offensive side of the ball.
That's done. You're wrong. You're wrong. And he was outstanding and he was awesome. And I think he's going to be an MVP at one point. And he is such a great running back and carried the Giants at time. And without him, they don't win as many games as they did. And they have the first overall pick. Okay. However, Baker Mayfield, in his last 6 games, was playing right up there with Patrick Mahomes. The guy not only proves he could play quarterback, which I think was a big question. He didn't play until week 3. It took an injury to Tyrod Taylor to even get in there. And not only did they go 7-8-1, but in his last 6 games, the dude was on fire. And forget even that. That guy has done what somebody, nobody could do. He's transformed the franchise. And now, maybe next year they stink and it's all for naught, but to go into Cleveland, to get Browns fans to actually believe and have some hope, to actually do what a first overall pick is supposed to do, and actually try and successfully change a losing culture, it's Baker, my man, for all the intangibles. The other thing, too, is, so there is this marketing shop in Cleveland that was just there, and forever they had the long list of Browns quarterbacks. And it started with Tim Couch. They bought a Tim Couch jersey. You probably know about this.
Yeah.
And they listed every other Browns quarterback that there's been. There's been 21 of them, okay? Brian Hoyer was on the list, obviously. So they listed these quarterbacks. And it was like this big thing. It was actually like a tourist little trap. In the window, you go see the jersey. This year, last week of the season, before the last game against the Ravens, which they almost won, they burned that jersey. And they put up a Baker Mayfield jersey. The dude is changing the Browns losing culture. It goes to Baker, dude. He's a stud. And again, he unfurled his Johnson.
He had a great season. There's no doubt about it. But you talk about, you know, the recent games. His last 5 games, in 2 of them, he had 3 interceptions. I mean, the C.J. Mosley.
Well, that comes with the territory with a rookie 100%. Quarterback.
I understand.
My thing was, I was texting you Sunday night, and he was putting on a show trying to steal Baltimore's playoff.
No doubt.
100%. And it meant something. That dude shows fire, passion. I know that's not everything.
I think he's great. Don't get me wrong, okay? And to me, it's it's different and it's parsing things. If you said who's the most valuable, it's like I always think there's a difference between the most valuable player and the best player. And I think it's the same thing with the rookie. If you say who is most valuable, think,
man, Stoney, you're undervaluing the burden.
The position?
No, the burden that he stepped into. 0-16 in the state of that franchise. And Jeff's right now. And I do think if the sure thing of the two is Saquon.
Oh,
right
no
now.
Question.
I still think 100%. Baker's little gestures and his, you know, how braggadocious he can be sometimes.
It's great when you're winning.
Yeah, but
so
you got to wonder that will that last? Does he need to mature a little bit? I think there's maybe a combination of that. But I don't know. I think the 27 touchdown passes, which broke the rookie record for QBs, a record held by Peyton Manning, that should be rewarded now. But the Saquon argument's the 2,000 yards of scrimmage. I mean, they both got these things.
Right.
All I know is I'm happy that they're my two keepers next year in my fantasy.
Nicely done.
Brilliantly added both.
People are saying on the ticket text as well, don't forget about Lamar Jackson, who, by the way, has been great.
Yes, but he hadn't played enough games. That's why I didn't pick him. He would be third. Look, but in three of if you're going to play stats, in three of his last five games, Mayfield's QBR quarterback rating was under 83. Which isn't great. I mean, including
you just nitpicking.
Are you finding those games though, where Saquon, because he had a few duds too this year.
I'm sure he had a few
trust
duds.
Trust me.
Yeah,
I know.
Yes, he did have a few duds, at least rushing the football. But he hit a few. The last two of the last three weren't good.
Some of the benefit of having checked down Eli.
That's true on passing.
The catches. I think
a great point.
I think
too.
Receptions are one of the most overrated stats.
Let's talk to Greg. You're 97 on the ticket.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
I just wanted to go ahead and comment on this. Being from Cleveland, I'm probably a little biased, but I got to go with Rieger and Baker Mayfield, and here's why. Baker didn't start all 16 games like Saquon Barkley did. Nor, Saquon also is going to get every other snap in the Giants offense because they have nobody else. I mean, so Saquon had a lot of action. I mean, if Baker would have started all 16 games, I think the tone of this conversation would probably be a little different.
Hey, Greg, think about that first game. Like, if they make that kick, they're playing for the postseason, for crying out loud. What a story that would have been.
Absolutely.
Baker
Mayfield.
Absolutely.
And the other thing is, Baker won six games. I think that's more than the Giants won all season. With a coaching change. I mean, they had a coaching change mid-season for a rookie QB to come into a situation like that, losing culture like Cleveland. I don't even think it's close.
He had a great season. I just think what Saquon did over 2,000 yards from scrimmage is for a rookie is incredible.
I think it's a great argument. I do. Because they both have such great things.
And when you try, it's like anything else. When you have two things that are really, really good, you end up nitpicking to make your argument.
You
yeah,
right. I do think you got to put Jackson in the conversation too. They made the playoffs.
Yes, he's definitely in the conversation.
Won the five or six games, whatever they won with him. But he transformed what they do offensively. Nobody knew who Gus Edwards was 8 weeks ago.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
No, you're absolutely right.
Now he's Gus the Bus.
I just don't think you do it over. I mean, listen, Baker missed the first three games. Saquon played in damn near every game, right? I mean, at what point do you cut it off a little bit? Lamar Jackson's been awesome as well. I think you got three fantastic candidates, but I keep going back to think about Cleveland. I mean, it's worse than the Lions as far as what you had to change around. Now, they got a ton of talent over there, but they were 0-16 last year. And Baker came in. He sets the touchdown rookie record. Dude, come on.
He was great. There's no doubt about it. But his best games came against crappy teams for the most part. I'm looking at his quarterback rating. I mean, he had a quarterback rating of 100 or more in 7 games, okay? Those 7 games, the Jets, their defense is pretty good, though. Tampa, Atlanta's got a horrible defense. Cincinnati's defense is puke. Carolina, who's fading at the end.
Well, but Saquon had 170 yards against Washington.
I know, okay.
And that's when the right after they lost their quarterback and they were basically given up. Remember, what was it, 40-0 at halftime or something?
Yeah, that's true, too. I mean, look, like I said, you could parse all those numbers. Look, I've been a Saquon Barkley fan. I thought he was going to be. I thought he should have.
I thought
he was going to win the Heisman Trophy, but he didn't, obviously, because he didn't have as great a senior year as y'all thought he was going to have.
You could make the argument that in the long run, Saquon's going to be the better player, right? Saquon looks to be early on like he could be a Hall of Famer. It's hard to say after 1 year, but he is a special running back.
97 on the ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.